There we go.
That is recording. I'm just going to leave that there.
Okay.
And we will kick this off. You ready?
I guess so.
So, what would you consider a bad golf shot?
A bad golf shot? I would consider it as if, like, I have no chance of getting up and down from the bad shot, mm-hmm. I guess. Or if it's, like, out of bounds.
Yeah, so something that's hard to recover from,
yes.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would a bad shot during a tournament be the same as a bad shot during practice?
No.
Okay, what would be a practice bad shot?
I feel like a practice bad shot... Do you mean like at practice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would say it's... I feel like I would... be more relaxed and more like lenient towards the bad shot just because it wouldn't like count against the team. It would
mm-hmm.
just count against like myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's like a bad shot during practice
mm-hmm.
would kind of like be a very bad shot during tournament.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think coach considers a bad shot?
I think like tournament and or practice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I would think if it would be a bad shot if like the her players didn't really like trust in the ball and like they. I guess what more I'm trying to say is, like, she wouldn't say it's a bad shot unless you feel like it's the bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to, like, go in depth and explain that, but, like,
So, wait, give me an example. Maybe
example?
Like, give me an example.
Okay. Like, if I was, like, on a hole at a practice or tournament and I hit it, and I think it's a bad shot just because it's not how I wanted to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, like, you can recover from it. Then coach will be like, oh, that's okay. She's not going to be like, oh, that was a terrible shot, you
mm-hmm.
know, if that helps.
Do you think, like, do you believe she thinks that? Or do you think she's just saying that? What do you think,
mm-hmm.
like, to herself? She's like, oh, she probably thinks this
is. I think she believes it just because, like, every time she has, like, the situation is right, she would always like remind us, like, believe in yourself, you know, you got this, and she's very like encouraging, I
mm-hmm.
guess, especially after like the tournament in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough.
What happened in Austin?
Well, the first day it was like raining and apparently there was like a tornado like that night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so like the conditions were really bad, and so like we needed to all be mentally tough. But I played individual, so I didn't see coach at all. So I was like, I needed her, but she wasn't there. So I was like, oh, like, what would coach say if, like, I hit this shot? Like,
mm-hmm.
she's going to always be like, you know, be confident in yourself. You know, you have to kind of, like, visualize the ball going to the green and all that stuff.
Okay. Good. All right. So describe to me how coach usually reacts after you hit a bad golf shot. During a tournament?
Well, how bad is it? Like, you can't recover from it? Is that what you're saying? Or, like...
Your definition.
My definition?
It's kind of like your and her definition of a bad shot.
Okay, so...
But probably more like yours.
Okay.
So, like, if you knew, you know, this was not the shot you were planning on hitting.
Okay.
You just completely missed a green with a wedge, you know?
Yeah. Well, usually, I don't know if, like, what she's saying is what she actually means,
mm-hmm.
but she's always like, okay, just go up there. Like, if I did chunk the wedge, then she'd be like, oh, just get up there and just try to get up and down from there. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, usually. So, I don't know.
So, she usually responds with encouragement?
Yes.
Okay. But what does she do? What's, like, her body language? How does she respond with her body?
I don't know if, would it be like her body if she like hesitates?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she'd be like, oh, okay, that's okay, and then she'll go on from there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really look at her body language, it's just like what she says.
Mostly what she says.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are there ever, like, times when you'd be playing and she'd be just watching you from a distance? And then maybe you'd hit a bad shot and then she just goes away instead of coming over to talk to you. Has that ever happened to you?
Not that I know of.
Okay. No,
yeah. Yeah. I don't think so. Usually she comes up to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's never really like at a distance really.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me, what's like the worst reaction that coach has ever had after you hit a bad shot where you actually walked away from it not feeling encouraged or, you know, when it actually affected you in a bad way when you saw her reaction?
I don't think, like, it was much of, like, coach's reaction. Because, like, she doesn't really, like, she has kind of somewhat, like, a good, like, poker face.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really tell. She never is, like, she's never, like, angry at us or anything. I think it's more, like, the disappointment for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of coach's, like, reaction.
So there's not really anything that she does, per se.
Not for me. I don't know about the other girls.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
This is just for you.
Yeah, not for me.
Okay, good. So, how does coach's response to your bad shot, like, how does that make you feel? Like, so you tell me she usually, like, encourages
mm-hmm.
you. So how does that response make you feel? What goes through your head?
I feel like it's like I want to prove to coach and like myself, like, oh, I belong like here and stuff like that. So I feel like it adds pressure, but good pressure. So I'm mm-hmm. like more focused, and so I try to like make myself and her and like the team proud.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's like a positive effect on me.
Okay, that's good. So it has a positive effect on you in terms of emotionally,
yes,
you know, and your feelings. So, but how do you think you respond to it in terms of your performance? Do you actually recall if you actually start playing better after that, or do you just kind of continue struggling, or?
Usually, because I'm more like focused and stuff like that, I usually play better.
Mm-hmm.
I would say maybe like once or twice, like rarely, I would just keep going at that slump.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, sometimes, if like I'm playing bad, coach would usually like stay with me. Like she asks, like, "Oh, do you want me to stay with you for like another couple holes and, you know, stuff like that." So.
Okay, and that usually helps if she like stays with mm-hmm. you for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, tell me a little bit about your experience with golf. Have you always had a female coach?
No.
You haven't?
Last year I went to Houston Baptist and I had a male coach and assistant coach,
mm-hmm.
but the male coach, like the head coach, would usually always be with the guys,
mm-hmm.
and so we would get the assistant coach. So I guess our assistant coach is like the girls' real like coach, mm-hmm. I guess, and I don't know, like it's kind of different having a female coach. That's kind of why I transferred here, because I realized, oh, like, Coach Jameson is here, you know, she can be like the mom figure, kind mm-hmm. of. So I feel like it's kind of more beneficial towards me to have like a female coach who like really understands like what's going on and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's safe to say that you probably prefer a female coach then?
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk a little bit more about what the differences is. Like, what was the differences between a male coach and a female coach that you can pick up on?
I feel like a female coach is more, like I said, like, understanding and more, like, sympathetic, kind of.
In a way that a guy can't be?
I feel like some guys can be, but, like, using my own experience from last year, he wasn't very... Yeah, he wasn't very...
What was his coaching style like? So, let's say, for example, like, after you hit a bad golf shot, you say, coach, she encourages you.
Uh-huh.
But what would he do? What was kind of, like, his approach to things?
Like, he kind of, like... He doesn't, like, say it directly, but you know he's, like, disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But, and he's kind of, like... Like, coach would be encouraging, like, here, but then, like... The male coach that I had would just be like, okay. And then he would just kind of, like, go off to the other girls. Mm-hmm. So, like, even though he doesn't say, oh, like, you could have hit a better shot, I'm like, I just know,
that's,
you know?
That's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. So tell me in your opinion,
mm-hmm.
and based on your experience with coaches, explain what you would consider to be a good and appropriate way for coaches to respond to their athletes after they hit a bad shot. What do you think would be the best thing for a coach to do?
Well, I guess it would kind of depend on the player, because mm-hmm. some people like, not like being mean, but kind of like more like not like straight up like encouragement, like coach, like she'd be like, oh, it's okay, you know, stuff like that, but not, it's like in between that and like being like totally like disconnected.
Yeah,
kind of
maybe being like a bit more direct,
mm-hmm,
being
mm-hmm.
more a little bit firmer but not emotion, but
yeah,
kind of,
yeah,
thing.
That kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example of that, like what would a coach say in like these different situations, like to these different kinds of players?
I guess since they're not as encouraging, I guess they'll be like, I guess they could say like, that's okay, mm-hmm. and then just kind of end it there instead of like as if they were encouraging and they're like, oh, that's okay, you can like get them in the next hole, you know, you can go up and down and stuff like that, like just kind of like short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what they would say.
Okay. So do you, so when coach encourages you,
mm-hmm.
does she do it more in a way where she's like, you know, you're a good player, you have this, just stay positive, you know, does she use that kind of terminology, or is she more like, you know, okay, let's stick this one close, let's make it up and down here. Does she talk about results, or does she talk a little, like a little bit more about just your mental well-being at that point?
I feel like it's kind of a little bit of both, but mostly towards like mental stuff,
mm-hmm.
especially because like when we were in the van for our Austin tournament, going to the tournament and stuff like that, she played like a CD,
mm-hmm.
and it was like this guy, it was like kind of weird at first, but she was like, okay, close your eyes, and then we like all close our eyes, and then he would be like, oh, like he would start with like driver and then go to like short game iron and stuff like that, and he would be like, I am a great driver, I will hit it in the fairway, and like all these like positive things to like help us mentally. I think I mean, golf is like a mental game, so I think that's
mm-hmm.
what she kind of leans towards.
Mm-hmm. So like listening to those affirmations in
mm-hmm.
the car, like, does that help? Do you think like it has helped you as a player, or has it not really like had an effect on you?
I think it helped me, just because like personally for me, if I'm out on the golf course, I try not to overthink everything, because like if I think about golf during like the whole round, like something goes wrong,
mm-hmm.
so I usually like sing a song or something in my head. But after hearing that, like I would think of that, like, oh, like, I'm a good driver, I can blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helped me, just because it, like, made me, like, really believe
mm-hmm.
that, like, I could do it and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And so is that, does she, like, when she's with you during tournaments, is that kind of, like, what she incorporates into her dialogue, is, like, kind of, like, those affirmations?
Yeah.
Like, kind of, like, repeating that.
Mm-hmm,
affirming
mm-hmm.
that. Okay. Awesome. So, okay, now you said, like, you know, the best way for a coach to respond after a player hits a bad shot kind of just depends on the player.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what would it be for you? Like, what would be the best way for a coach to respond with you?
I feel like mine is either, like, the middle
mm-hmm.
or towards, like, being, what is it, like reassuring, like,
mm-hmm.
rather than the other way around.
Okay, so give me an example of that.
What do you mean, like?
Let's say, for example, you pull a drive
uh-huh.
into the thick rough.
Uh-huh. Oh,
okay.
Like what I want coach to...
Yeah.
Okay, so if I did hit it, like, let's say I hit my driver, OB, or something, then I would want coach to be like, that's all right, just focus on, like, the present
mm-hmm.
and just try to, like, make the best of it or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Okay. So now, when you do hit a bad shot, do you find yourself kind of like just in that moment focused on where the ball went and kind of on yourself, or do you kind of like look at coach and look at the way she responds? Like, do you seek her out, or are you kind of like in your own little bubble after that happens?
I don't really seek coach out, but I also think that's because, like, she's not there.
Most of the time?
Yeah, because she's, like, usually with, like, the actual, like, team who's playing, like, top five.
Mm-hmm.
But even if she was there, I don't think, like, in my high school year or, like, last year or anything, I don't really look for the coach because, like, I'm trying to, like, stay focused.
Okay. Okay, good. So you're not really that concerned with their response afterwards?
No, because if it was, like, negative, then that would impact me. So I just kind of, like, stay in my zone.
Okay. Rather safe than sorry. Okay. Cool. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about practice. So, describe the worst reaction a coach has ever had after you hit a bad shot during practice.
Like Coach Jameson?
Coach Jameson, yeah. Preferably, yeah.
Okay.
Coach Jameson, let's talk about that.
There wasn't really, like, really any bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
That I can think of. I can maybe, I don't know if it would be like bad though.
Okay, no, tell me what you're thinking.
Like when I think we were practicing like 50, 60 yard shots and stuff like that, and I didn't really, like, I didn't lift my right leg up at the finish. I kind of kept it down, so it kept going left. So then coach would be like, I think, what did she say? If I remember correctly, because this was in the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
I think she said something like, I don't want to, like, say the wrong words because I don't quite remember.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Okay, I thought of another one. I don't know if it's negative, though, but, like, there was a time when I was decelerating the ball,
mm-hmm.
and so she was like, oh, I bet you can't even hit this flag, or blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that made me, like, really, like, not mad, but, like, it, like, motivated me,
mm-hmm.
and so then I, like, hit it, and then hit the flag and stuff like that. I don't think that's negative, though, but that's usually kind of, like, what she did back then.
Yeah. But you responded well to it, yes. By the sounds of it. Like, it actually helped for her to kind of tick you off a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, stir up some emotion so that she would do well.
Mm-hmm.
So can you recall a time where she ever said something that where you were just like, okay, this is not going to help me at all? Where she said something, you know, and then your next shot was even worse.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine if that hasn't happened. I mean, that's a good thing.
It hasn't happened yet, so I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. Okay, cool. So how would you, this is interesting, so how would you prefer for coach to respond after you hit a bad shot during practice? So during tournaments, you'd want her to respond with encouragement and with affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
But what about practice? Do you want her to do the same thing?
I feel like she doesn't have to be as encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally, for me, I would like it the same, like, at a tournament and practice.
Mm-hmm.
Just because when we practice, I feel like, oh, like, this is, like, a tournament. Like, that's kind of the mode I'm in during practice,
mm-hmm.
just because if I practice as if I was at a tournament, then at the tournament it should be just the same.
Yeah. So how about technique? During practice, if you, like, had a bad shot, would you want her to, like, talk to you about technique? Like, oh, like, you were coming inside, or, you know, you were overswinging, or, you know, your ball was too far back in your stance, whatever. Would you want her to point that out?
At a tournament?
At both tournament and practice.
practice, yes, because mm-hmm. that's kind of how, like, you learn.
Mm-hmm.
Tournament, I feel like maybe just, like, one thing rather mm-hmm. than, like, oh, you're doing this wrong at a tournament, because then you start overthinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's okay if, she, like, she responds with technique during practice and be mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, you know, like, still have that bit of encouragement, but... Mm-hmm. So you were doing this, so try doing this mm-hmm, kind mm-hmm. of thing. Okay. Do you have any other, like, comments about it?
About?
Just about this topic. Like, what do you usually think about on the course? Like, do you always think about golf? Do you think about other things?
I think about golf when I'm hitting, mm-hmm. but then when I'm, like, walking to, like, the ball or somewhere,
mm-hmm.
I try to not think about golf,
because
mm-hmm. then I overthink it. Yeah.
Okay. And so do you ever, like, are you ever stressed out on the golf course because of something that's maybe not related to your, you know, round specifically right then and there?
I guess... Like, if life happens, something mm-hmm. happens in life, then I guess it would.
There's, like, things, like, related to your game, like scholarship, like that kind of stuff. Like, does that ever bother you on the course?
Not usually. I don't really think about school.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, so not really, like, school worries, but more just,
like life. If life happens. Yeah.
Okay. Man, I wish I... like you.
I think about school, like during golf.
Yeah, I constantly stress about a lot of stuff. I'm an overthinker.
That's what Hammy told me. Hammy told me that I was an overthinker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she said that, like, affects my golf. Because we were playing a scramble with, so it was me and her versus mm-hmm. Luki and Natty. And yeah, she said, don't overthink so much. Like, because I always, like, I don't take a long time, but, like, she knows, like, I'm thinking,
because
I have, like, things to, like, fix.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you do that during tournaments, too? Do you feel like you overthink during a tournament, too, where you're so concerned with technique and whatnot?
I try not to be.
Okay.
I try to just kind of be like, oh, it's, like, muscle memory now, because I practiced with this. So I was like, I got this, so, yeah.
Okay, good. Awesome. What else do you think would be interesting, you know, to study about golf and players and coaches? Is there ever something that makes you wonder, you know, like, why does this happen? Or I wonder what's the reason for this? Or I wonder if they try that.
So it has to be, like, coaching and golf?
Like, the relationship between a coach and their players. Because for me, like, the reaction was always a big thing. That's why I'm studying it. Like, for my first year of collegiate golf, I never wanted to see my coach on the course. I was like, I don't want to see you. You can leave snacks for me on the next tee box.
Yeah.
You
know?
'Cause, like, the moment they were watching me, I would feel so much pressure to, like, hit a great shot, you know, that it usually ends up not being a great shot, you know?
Mm.
And so I was like, I don't want to see you. But I started growing out of that a little bit more as I matured as a golfer. Uh-huh. But it still affected me because I would, like, think about, oh, my goodness, I'm playing so bad. Like, my scholarship's going to get cut. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And, I just overthought stuff a whole lot. So that's why I'm studying this. So is there anything that...
I guess, like, more in depth to, like, the coach reaction? Like, I feel like it would be cool if, like, someone researched, like, because, you know, like, some people like tough coaches and some people like nice coaches. Like, why is that?
So more like the psychology behind why some players prefer one coaching method to compared to the other.
Yeah, like, what made them that way, kind
of.
I think that'd be cool.
So what do you think you prefer to have the positive,
encouraging way? I feel like it has something to, like, a lot to do with, like, family. Kind of, and like I feel like most, like, kids now, they kind of start golf because of, like, their dad or their mom or someone like that. So, like, I guess it kind of depends on, like, the teaching style that they learned from, is what I think.
kind of like how they were raised.
Yeah.
Like coaching wise. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else you would like to say?
That is all. Anything
else you would like to throw out there? That's all?
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Thanks.
No,
let's see how long this one lasted. 25 minutes.
How long were the others?
About the same.
Like 20.